Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I'm Christy Morgan, the Blissful Chef.
Christy is a well-known vegan macrobiotic chef from Los Angeles, California, USA, whose stellar clients include Hollywood actress Alicia Silverstone and screenwriter and producer Akiva and Rebecca Goldsman of A Beautiful Mind and I Am Legend. As a blissful chef, Christy has made it her mission to mix scrumptious, sustainable plant-based cuisine that will nourish mind, body, and spirit. As her website reads, she seeks to inspire others to create balance and harmony in their lives through food that will not only make you feel great, but will also preserve the planet.
And today we're going to make a beautiful brunch that you would serve your loved one on Valentine's Day. There's nothing like saying love like a beautiful, presented, delicious meal. We're going to make a tofu eggs benedict that is so beautiful, and we're also going to make a dreamsicle smoothie. We're doing this all vegan and all delicious. We are going to start with the tempeh bacon, which needs to be marinated. Tempeh is a fermented soybean cake that is great for vegetarians. It's full of protein, fiber, and it's quite tasty as well. I have cut it in half first, and then I'm going to make little slices. Like so. I've already mixed together my marinade, and the secret ingredient to this tempeh bacon is liquid smoke. This is gonna give it that bacony flavor. So we're just gonna coat each piece in the marinade, and we're gonna let this marinate for 1 hour. And then we're gonna bake it. But you can also fry it if you like, which gives it sort of more of that bacony flavor or texture. And then we're going to start the tofu scramble. And what I like to do is I like to crumble it up into fairly small chunks. And I do this with my hands like this. And the trick to making a really great tofu scramble is nutritional yeast, which gives it a cheesy flavor. We're gonna do 1/3 cup. And then I put spices. You can choose whatever spice you would like. For this dish, we're gonna go with coriander and oregano. And then what I'm going to add is either tamari, Bragg liquid aminos, or there's this new product that I really love called coconut aminos, which happens to be gluten-free and soy-free. So I think I'll use the coconut aminos. And this is just a kind of a dash. So I'm gonna stir this well until all of the tofu is completely covered with the seasonings. So I'm gonna let the tofu marinate for about 10-15 minutes. Because when we pan fry it, it's gonna get nice and golden brown, which looks really great and tastes delicious. So now our tempeh has been marinating for about an hour, and we're gonna bake it at 375 degrees. So what I'm gonna do is pour a little bit of this marinade out and save it. And if I need to, I can add more of the marinade later, but you don't wanna have it drenched in here because it's gonna get crispy and coated better if it's got less marinade. I like to add kale to this Benedict because greens are really important to get in your diet. So now that our kale is washed, I just pull it off like so. Don't just throw the stem away because there's lots of nutrients in the stem. So for the stems, I'm gonna chop them a little bit smaller We eat first with our eyes, so you want to make the presentation beautiful, especially if you're going to be serving it to a loved one. So you put the vegetable at a 45 degree angle, and then we're going to slice it like so on the diagonal. And I'm doing it in thin cuts. If you cut it thin enough, you can cook it with the leaves, and it'll all cook about the same time. To blanch kale, you're going to get a medium saucepan and put about 2 or 3 inches of water in. And you want to bring this to a rolling boil. So we're going to put it into the boiling water and press it down. See how beautiful the color is? It just pops. I don't really like to cook it that long because I like my vegetables to be kind of crispy and really hold on to the nutrients. So basically, it's just in and out. And that's how easy it is to blanch greens, so try to have some every day. So now we're gonna make the hollandaise sauce. And a Benedict would not be a Benedict without a hollandaise sauce, but usually it's made with eggs. So we're gonna use silken tofu, and this is what's gonna give it a creamy texture. So we're gonna use one package of this. And I like it to be a little bit cheesy, so we're gonna use 1/2 cup of nutritional yeast. Then we're gonna use 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric, which is an Indian spice that is gonna give it a yellow color. We're gonna do 1/2 teaspoon of paprika, which adds a really nice flavor. I like to put miso in this dish because it adds seasoning, but it also ups its nutritional value. Miso is a fermented soybean paste, and it's got a lot of trace minerals and enzymes. It's really great for you. So we're gonna use 1 tablespoon of miso. We're gonna add a dash of pepper. And this is really to taste. So if you like it more peppery, go ahead. We're gonna add 2 tablespoons of tamari, but like I said, you could use soy sauce or Bragg liquid aminos or the coconut aminos. We're also going to add a little bit of lemon juice. I have an organic lemon here, and what you wanna do is you wanna roll it on your cutting board to loosen up the juices first. And then I'm gonna cut it in half. And to catch the seeds, I have this really great tool. It's a tiny little mesh strainer. Do about 1 small lemon juiced. And then I'm gonna add arrowroot, which is a starch that's used as a thickener. You're more than welcome to use cornstarch if that's what you have available. I'm gonna do 1 tablespoon of this. I'm also gonna use rice milk, unsweetened, plain, to give it the texture of a sauce. You use it as needed. You can also use soy milk or almond milk. So now we're ready to blend this. And you can see it's really thick, so I'm gonna add just a little bit of rice milk. So what you wanna do now is give it a little taste and make sure that it's seasoned the way you like it, because you might need more salt than I do. I like it. So now we should check on our tempeh because it probably needs to be flipped now. See how brown it's getting? I'm going to flip each piece and then bake it for another 15 minutes. And it is looking a little bit dry on the bottom, so that's why we wanted to save our marinade just in case that happened. We can pour a little bit more in there. Mmm, smells so good. So now we're gonna make the tofu scramble. Ideally, you wanna have a non-toxic nonstick pan. That's gonna give it the golden brown texture. I'm gonna spray it lightly with some pan spray, olive oil pan spray. And you wanna heat up the pan before you add the tofu scramble. So you wanna just layer it along the bottom of the skillet. I'm gonna let this cook on this side for about 5 minutes on a medium flame. You can see how it's gotten kind of golden brown and crispy. That's the kind of texture that you want. So I'm gonna lay it out again to try to get the other pieces crispy and leave it for another few minutes. So now you're gonna wanna toast your bread because that's gonna be the bottom layer of the Benedict. And I like to serve it with sliced tomatoes as well. Any tomato will do, but I like these big round ones because they come out with really nice slices. I usually like to do about 3 slices per Benedict. All right, I think our tofu scramble is ready now. Doesn't that look delicious? We're gonna check on our tempeh bacon and we'll be right back. Here it is. Sort of looks like bacon. So now we're gonna assemble the Benedict. What I like to do is get 2 pieces of bread. This is organic sourdough, but you can use a whole wheat or any kind of whole grain bread that you like. And then I'm gonna layer my tomatoes. Then we're gonna add our tempeh bacon, which is still hot out of the oven. And the kale that we blanched, you can either pile it on, serve it on the side, however you like. But I think it adds a lot of color to the dish. And then we're gonna sprinkle our tofu on. And then the last thing we're gonna do is drizzle our hollandaise sauce on. I like to add a dash of paprika on the top as a garnish. And that's it. That's your vegan eggs Benedict. We're gonna make our dreamsicle smoothie. And this reminds me of the popsicle I used to have as a kid that had the orange sherbet with vanilla filling. So we're gonna make a healthy version in a glass. And this is a nice thing to have as a side for your eggs Benedict to serve to your loved one on Valentine's Day. But it's also good any time of the day. You can also use ice cream instead of rice milk or soy milk, which is kind of a nice dessert. So we are going to do 1 cup of rice milk. And I like to use fresh orange juice that I squeeze myself, but you're welcome to get orange juice from the store. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna add orange zest, which adds a lot of depth, flavor, and color to this recipe. So this is a microplane zester. And what you're gonna do is you're going to brush the orange along the zester, like so. You only wanna get the outside orange because if you get down to the white part, that's really bitter. So we're gonna do about a teaspoon of this. smells so good. And now we're gonna juice this. It's best to zest it before you juice it. And I like to roll it along the cutting board to help release the juices. So I like to do about a half a cup of orange juice, and that's about 1 to 2 oranges depending on how juicy they are. When I make smoothies, I like to use frozen bananas instead of fresh ones. We're gonna add 2. And then we're gonna add a little bit of vanilla flavoring or vanilla extract, about 1/2 teaspoon. Your loved one may like it a little bit sweet, so we'll just add a touch of maple syrup. And that's it, we're gonna blend it up now. And what I like to do is I like to take a little bit of the zest and sprinkle it along the top. Delicious. Thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day and your family and friends enjoy this delicious meal that we just made. And coming up next is Between Master and Disciple.
Visit Blissful Chef Christy Morgan online at www.theblissfulchef.com for more information and vegan and macrobiotic recipes. Christy's vegan cookbook, Blissful Bites, Plant-Based Meals That Nourish Mind, Body, and Planet, will be released in September 2011.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com /VEG